KJAN Sports.
Time to take a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by the TAMS Insurance Agency in Avoca. Well, the state cross-country meet field is now set after last night's cross-country state qualifying meets held in all four classes around the state, both boys and girls. In action around the area last night, on the girls' side, the state meet qualifiers looked like this in Class 1A at Panorama. It was Griswold winning the meet with 74 points, Panorama 77, Underwood was third with 118 points. They all qualify. Also among the top 10 individuals, Rebecca Topham of Griswold was the individual champion, with Carly Larson of Underwood second, Peyton Spohr of IKM Manning, Devin Kemble of Panorama, Kristen Weber of Earlham, the top five, Alex Flippin of Griswold, Emily Kopic of Exira EHK, Emma Harper of East Union, Hannah Appleseth of Panorama, and J.C. Martin of St. Albert were the top 10 finishers, and they all qualify for the state meet now as well. Also in Class 2A, a girls' meet held at Panorama last night. It was North Polk winning the meet with 58 points. Red Oak and West Central Valley were second and third. And that means that those two teams will qualify for the state meet also coming up later on. Top 10 individual finishers also qualify. Amelia Lesher of North Polk was the champ. Shelby Hunemiller of West Central Valley. Kate Walker of Red Oak. Jana Willard of Eagle Grove. Abby Harris of West Central Valley, Gillian Stanley of West Central Valley, Sophie Blanchard of North Polk, Paige Shirley of Red Oak, along with Kenzie Alberts of Clarion Goldfield Dows and Nikki Graber of Red Oak make up the top 10, and they all move on in tournament to the state meet. Now, also last night in Class 3A, a meet held at Perry, it was Gilbert's finishing as the champion with 32 points. Winterset and Humboldt were second and third in that meet. The top 10 individual finishers last night in that meet included Grace Gibbons of Gilbert. She was the champ. Tiffany Williams of Atlantic qualifies for the state meet. She was the second place finisher. Carly Rann of Gilbert. Carly Rastetter of Gilbert. Lexi Smith of Dallas Center Grimes. Diana Slight of Boone. Maria Mostick of Creston. Lakin Gerwell of Winterset. Maddie Campen of Humboldt. And Dominique Fleming of Winterset make up the top 10, and they all move on. Also in Class 3A, a meet held at Kemper Catholic last night. MLC Floyd Valley, Bishop Heelan Catholic, and Harlan were the top three teams, and they all move on. Now, among the top 10 finishers that will advance included Ellie Mendlick of Denison, who was the champ. Also, Harlan's Marissa Clint placing sixth, and her teammate, Mercedes Mayberry, placed ninth, and they'll all move on to the state meet. In Class 4A at Lewis Central last night, Johnston, Urbandale, and Dowling Catholic were the top three teams. Jordan Cleave of Johnston was the individual champion. The state meet will be held November 1st at Fort Dodge, and all those qualifiers move on to that state championship meet. Also last night, on the boys' side, the 1A meet at Panorama. Nottoway Valley, Tri-Center, and St. Albert were the top three placing teams, and they all move on to state. Trey Thompson of Ogden was the individual champion. Also among the top 10 that advanced, Shane Braheny of Nottoway Valley, who was third. Sam Bassett of Panorama, fourth. Tim Brink of Riverside was fifth. Christopher Jarrett of Tri-Center was sixth. Bryson Wallace of Nottoway Valley, seventh. Mitchell Nelson of Audubon placed eighth. Cale Bilheimer of Adair Casey Cam was ninth. And Max Ross of St. Albert placing 10th in that meet last night. And they'll all qualify to move on to the state meet. Now, also in Class 2A last night, the meet also held at Panorama for the boys. It was Red Oak, Shenandoah, and Southeast Valley of Gowrie all advancing as the top three teams. Among the top 10 individuals, Austin Feller of Shenandoah was the champ. Joe Blake of Shenandoah, the runner-up. Logan Lorette of Red Oak placing third. Also among the top 10 to qualify, Shenandoah's Nate Hoyt and Weston Rowling of Red Oak qualifies as well to move on. In Class 3A, the meet held last night at Perry in Class 3A included Gilbert, Algona, and Dallas Center Grimes, the top three teams, and they all move on. Wesley Greeter of Gilbert was the top finisher. Among the top 10 were Cooper McDermott and Jay Wolf of Creston. They'll both move on as well in Class 3A. Also in the 3A meet last night at Kemper Catholic High School, Bishop Heelan Catholic, Harlan, and MOC Floyd Valley were the top three teams, and they all move on to state. Among the top 10, Denison's Joseph Rogers, who was the runner-up behind Alec Pavone of Bishop Heelan Catholic. Harlan's Michael Soranko and Preston Burris both qualified in the top 10. And Chandler Hagan of Kemper Catholic also will move on with a top 10 finish. And also in Class 4A last night in a meet that was held at Lewis Central, Johnston, Dowling Catholic, and Urbandale were the top three teams. And Dowling Catholic's Ryan Schweizer was the individual champ. Eldon Warner of Thomas Jefferson placed fourth. He'll advance to state as well. That's in the boys and girls cross-country action last night. In high school volleyball play last night, Carroll beat ADM 3-1. It was Harlan over Clarinda 3-0. Abraham Lincoln downing Sergeant Bluff Luton 3-1. Also, Abraham Lincoln beat Sioux City East 2-0 in volleyball. Well, our high school football broadcast game tonight on KJAN is basically already a playoff game. The team that wins is in the playoffs. Tri-Center visits Griswold tonight, and both teams are hunting for the fourth and final playoff spot in Class A District 1. The Trojans and the Tigers have identical records of 4-4 overall and 3-3 in the district, and they're tied right now for that final playoff berth. We'll have the game live tonight here on the radio, AM 1220 and FM 101.1. You can listen on the web at KJAN.com or on your smartphones. And you can also watch the game either on your computer or your smartphone with our live streaming video. Just go to the TV page at KJAN.com. We'll have it for you live tonight. Other District 1 action tonight includes St. Albert at Audubon, Logan Magnolia at Westwood, Riverside at Maple Valley. Also in Class A tonight in District 8, Nottoway Valley plays at Bedford. Now, some other matchups around the region tonight in the final night of the high school football season in 3A District 8. Atlantic will close at home against Creston this evening. A Harlan is at ADM, and that's a playoff game as well. The winner gets in, the loser does not. Glenwood is at Dallas Center Grimes. Winterset is at Bondurant Farrar tonight. In 2A District 8, Clarinda plays at Prairie Valley. Red Oak hosting East Sac County, and Kemper Catholic will host Shenandoah. Missouri Valley is at West Central Valley. In 1A play tonight in District 1, AHSTW is at West Monona. Underwood hosting IKM Manning. Missouri Valley is at West Monona. Trainer goes to OABCIG. Also in 1A District 8, among the matchups, Southwest Valley will be at home against Interstate 35 this evening. Panorama will host Woodward Academy. In 8-man football tonight, District 1, Exira EHK will host Kingsley Pearson. Newell Fonda hosting West Harrison. Bowyer Valley is at Woodbine, and River Valley is at Arweva. In 8-man District 7, Guthrie Center is at Adair Casey tonight in a game that will determine the fourth spot in that district. Also, Coon Rapids Bayard hosts East Union. Glidden-Ralston is at Northeast Hamilton, and Murray hosting Ankeny Christian. Eight-man District 8 tonight. Cam will host Lennox, and that game will also determine a playoff spot. East Mills is at Sydney. Fremont Mills at Essex, and Stanton plays at Nishnabotna this evening. Iowa State guard Hallis Cook is having surgery to repair cartilage tears in both of his hips, and he'll be out 6 to 8 months. The Cyclones say that Cook, who is redshirting this season, will have surgery to repair one of his ailing hips in New York City on Monday. Cook, who's from Union City, New Jersey, will have a second surgery 4 weeks later. Cook transferred from Oregon State in the offseason after averaging 8.2 points per game. He'll have 3 years of eligibility left, starting with the 2015-16 season. In NFL play last night, Peyton Manning continued to throw TD passes, three more last night, leading the Denver Broncos past the San Diego Chargers, 35-21. In top 25 college football, 18th-ranked East Carolina started slowly, but they beat UConn 31-21 last night. East Carolina is now 6-1. And the World Series resumes tonight in San Francisco after Wednesday's 7-2 win by the Royals. That victory evened up the best of seven series after the Giants won the opening game Tuesday night. Game two was tied at a pair before the Royals exploded for five runs in the sixth inning. The pitching matchup for tonight, Tim Hudson for the Giants and Jeremy Guthrie for the Royals. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by the TAMS Insurance Agency in Avoca. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.